Hi everyone, it's Jessica. Just a heads up before we start, not a content warning today, but well, I guess it's a kind of content warning. I don't know what went on with Becca's audio, but it sounded really weird and recorded like a fifth down from the actual pitch of their voice. It sounded ridiculous. So I've used some stuff to shift that up. The first 15 minutes are going to sound weird as all hell, but after that, you should be okay. If there are any problems, please complain to your local senator and let them know that you want better audio quality on the Unholy Pod. Thanks.
We've got Mom here.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we got Mary this week.
It's Mom.
She said she had to be here for the 69th episode, but then she asked what 69 means.
Yeah, right.
I told Mom she was going to be here as our special guest because it was episode 69, and she said, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Did she disappointedly say this. Rebecca?
Probably.
Did I what?
Did you say Rebecca?
I don't know. What did I say? I don't remember. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, it figures, probably. Yeah.
You want to stay in my house, you have to be on my podcast.
That's the rule. Yeah.
I know. That's the rule. I know.
Don't let Ben and Alex hear that. They already had one shot at the podcast.
Oh. It was rough.
They did their
Why
best.
Why was it rough?
They did their best.
Why was it rough?
I don't know.
That's just how, how Alex likes it.
Oh, my God. I need another wine to get through this podcast.
We're using one microphone between the two of us.
Yeah.
If it sounds bad, I'm sorry. We spent an hour trying to set up the other microphone.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't work. So this is where we're at.
Becca has no headphones in her house that can plug into a regular headphone jack, apparently.
We have some, but I'm pretty sure David took them all.
They're sharing.
Why would he take more than one pair?
He probably had one in his laptop bag already, and then on his way out was like, oh, there's one in Becca's nightstand drawer. Let me grab that just in case, and then took it.
For some reason, he took all the salt in the house, too. Like, you can't season any food right now because of this guy.
Yeah, and the lotion, not the hand soap, but just, like,
just the lotion.
I'm going to be so dry.
Yeah, it's winter.
What lotion? I got lotion.
She's full of shit. She's lying.
Oh, God.
What? When have I ever lied?
Never.
Thank you. It means a lot to hear that from you. That itself was a lie.
The one thing we know about Jess is that she's always 100% honest about everything.
It's just a policy I have, you know? I only lie if it's funny or to further the things I want. And that's okay, legally.
Yep. So Mom, how's your week been?
Good, went by fast. We did lots of fun stuff. Wound up at Fort Collins. We discovered that. That was nice up there. It was fun.
We did go to Fort Collins.
I don't know that you discovered it. It was probably there before you guys were.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. I left it there.
It was nice.
Fun.
It had a fun little downtown. We found a cookie shop that was called Mary's Mountain Cookies.
Yeah, for sure.
And we got cookies from there.
What kind of cookies? Good.
I got oatmeal raisin and
coffee.
Yeah.
Chocolate and then
coffee.
They had a shelf of cookies that were
budget cookies.
The day old cookies, and they were in big bags of four cookies. And if you bought two bags, you got one bag free.
Wow. So they really want to get rid of those.
I bought three bags and I put them in the freezer. So we're going to have them
for you.
What kind of cookies are they?
Snickerdoodle.
Okay.
Chocolate chip.
Okay, yeah.
And oatmeal raisin.
Here's what we're gonna do.
And then we also
what?
We also made what?
We made zucchini muffins
for you.
And pumpkin bread.
And pumpkin bread.
I'll try the zucchini muffins. I don't like pumpkin
bread.
Becca
made the mess for me to clean up.
Classic Becca.
We both made the mess.
I'm gonna take those chocolate chip cookies and put ice cream between two of them, and it's gonna be a little sandwich.
That'd be good.
I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Mom's been staying on Michigan time so that her boss doesn't know that she's in Colorado.
Well, I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast. Well,
I know.
Well, you're on the podcast in Colorado, so your cover's already blown if your boss listens to the podcast. How is your boss going to find this podcast?
We're very popular.
Many people listening to you.
None of you listeners better send this to Mom's boss.
Oh, God. Well, I'll have a new boss in like a week anyway. So.
Exactly. Oh, is the old boss dying?
No. Just get a different position.
We got to put him down.
Yeah. He broke his ankle.
It's she.
Oh, she? Yeah. Okay, she broke why did I think it was a he?
Yes, I'm at Michigan time, so.
She's been getting up at like 4.
Yeah. No, not that
going
yet.
To bed at 5 p.m.
No, you're lying. You're lying. 11 o'clock my time.
Yeah.
My mom wakes up at 4 a.m. Michigan time, and I go to bed at about midnight my time, so there's a 1 hour gap there where we can't communicate, but the rest of the time, we got coverage through the day, you know?
Yeah. Well, what? So, like, you get up at what? 5:30 here? 5?
It's too early.
AM-ish here.
It's not too bad. Yeah.
Nothing's even going on that early.
As long as I have coffee, I'm good.
Yeah, Mom gets up at 5 in Michigan, so.
And grounds all that wonderful coffee that they have here.
Yeah. We have our Ruse Roast coffee here. Mom's a big fan.
You have Ruse Roast in Denver?
No, David orders it from Ann Arbor, and they ship a giant bag of beans.
And I'm using them all up.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. I had my friend Colin asked me to bring him a bag when I was in Ann Arbor in September. He's like, please bring me some Ruse Roast. I guess he didn't know it's that they ship.
It is very good.
It's the best coffee.
It is very good.
I'll never know.
Yep.
We got really good tap water here.
Just coffee.
I don't drink anything really but water or alcohol. Sometimes I have a Coke.
Water or alcohol.
I do like a Coca-Cola beverage. Mm-hmm. A pop.
Coke and a Captain or just Coke?
Oh, Coke and a Captain if I'm feeling it. But I don't drink very much anymore in general, but also the caffeine, because I don't really drink pop very often, will just keep me awake for hours and I already have trouble sleeping. So typically I will have red wine or gin and tonic. Several gin and tonic.
Yeah, we'll have to have those when we come up to Irons.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I come up there, you leave, so I don't take it personally, but it does hurt.
I know. What were we supposed to be up there, like, on a Thursday or something?
Yeah, we were supposed to overlap, and you were supposed to do shots with Jess.
That's true.
We have a pontoon now out there, so.
I heard. I'm glad I got to drive the boat before it disappeared. Because Becca was like, you're absolutely not driving the boat. For a year, she tells me this, or maybe two, and I was like, I'm going to drive that boat. And then I did. I was right.
There you go.
They all got to do a little lap around that one part of the lake.
The
X
part.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was fun. The pontoon will probably be more relaxing, I think, though.
Yeah. Less fast.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll come when it's not hailing. Didn't it hail when you were there?
Yeah.
Not when
Jess
I was up
there.
No, I had a first dead family member to deal with. And then, you know, by the time I got back.
Her uncle died that week.
Yeah, it was super inconvenient.
Yeah, he should have timed that better, honestly.
I drove, because I ended up, like, I went up there to drive back up, stayed overnight, then drove back down to Allen Park. And then did I come right back up after that? No, I had to stay overnight.
You were gone for like 24 hours, basically.
Yeah, it was too long. I worry that Alex will get out of control if I'm not there to supervise.
And then, she brought us a tray of funeral masta chili.
Awesome. There's none better.
They made me take it, and it was good. I did really enjoy that.
Why not?
Why is that? It's like a Catholic thing of like you have the funeral and then you have a tray of chili.
Oh, is it Catholic? Yeah, I didn't know if it was an Irish thing or not because he was Irish.
I don't know. Maybe it's. I don't know.
I don't know.
We did that in Chicago.
Every Chicago funeral I've been to had masta chili.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a.
I think it's just easy to make it mass scale. Like, it's so easy.
It's just noodles and sauce,
It is. It is.
Still, though, if I go to a wedding that doesn't have masa choli, I'm like, why am I here? Forget it.
A wedding? A wedding with masa choli?
Oh, my God. I think we had chicken. No, wait. CBS. Chicken, beef, and sausage. Yeah, and masa choli.
Nice.
That's what you did in Chicago.
What was your first dance?
I don't even remember.
You don't remember? Mm-mm. Your wedding song?
I don't.
I thought I remember you saying one time
maybe
that
it was endless love. Maybe. Yeah. Sure is endless.
That's it. Sure is.
Yeah, it
endless.
Just keeps going, not in a good way. My parents was "Longer" by Dan Fogelberg. It's not his best song, though. Mm. I personally like Same Old Lang Syne. That's just me, though. Becca, you listen to a lot of Dan Fogelberg, right? Singer-songwriter from the late 70s to mid-80s.
That's my fave.
Yeah, I know you talk about him all the time.
Was Dania. It the duet version of Endless Love?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope you each sang to each other, like, appropriately.
No. Ugh. No.
Dad can't sing
He can't
all.
Sing and dance. How
he has no he in,
yeah. Becca's finally, you finally see what I'm up against.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It's very rough.
You should make him play Beat Saber.
No, I think we tried. When we were in the old apartment, that VR game where you have to, like, slash the little boxes. We tried it, but we didn't realize that I had my LED panels.
And it throws it off. I didn't know that the first
color
time, too.
As the VR wands, and so that kept, like
the just kept, hand like, jumps
breaking.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah, my setup now doesn't, well, I have a new VR, but it doesn't work like that, so I don't have to worry about it, thankfully.
Yeah. We have it down in the basement now, so I guess we could try it.
That would be hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. Is he there though?
No, just mom.
Okay, good.
You played
I thought
Surgeon
it was weird.
Simulator,
he's
been the surgery game.
Oh, I don't know if I remember. Maybe that was like my second gin and tonic. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember.
If it's in the first one, she'll remember. But any more than that, done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That my favorite part of that game remains sticking the needles or like a scalpel in the guy's eyes and then slapping him until the eyeball comes out.
Yeah.
Nice.
You have to replace his eyes, and the best way to do that, apparently according to the game, is to jab the scalpel into the eye and then punch him in the face, and then his eyeball pops out of its socket.
I forgot.
Just
about
like
that
in
game.
Real life.
Uh huh.
It changed the way I view doctors.
Yeah. That's all they do.
Okay.
And punch you.
Yeah. Once you're out, you don't know.
I'm honest. It sounds easy.
Well, I know we've got a couple of posts. So we want to start getting in there.
Yeah. So David picked some posts for us to read.
Oh boy.
Today.
He's so good to us. To this whole podcast.
Is he ever on?
No, he doesn't want to, he wants to be a myth. He wants people to not think he's real.
I think
we just talk about him, but he's never been on. Mm-hmm.
He's not very engaging.
Okay, we have three posts that he sent us.
We can each read one.
Aw. I think Mop should go first. Which one do you want to read?
I don't know. I'm going to read this one.
Sure.
The whole thing?
It's not that long.
Okay.
You can do it.
Do I do the title too?
You're good at reading. Yeah.
A-I-T-A.
A-M-I-D, Ethel.
Oh, God. See, I'm learning something every day.
Uh-huh. Okay. We're here for real this time. For whatever reason, we recorded about 15 minutes before I decided to check the levels and realized that it sounded like...
Demonic.
Yeah, we'll let you hear some of that now. You can insert it there.
Do we need to start over then?
Do you want to redo the story? Do we want to redo talking about our week?
I would redo the story. And
I'll
I can
redo the story.
Try to pitch shift the rest of it.
Okay.
But if not, I may just leave it in there and say, here's what happened. So this part's going to be funny. Nobody's going to
okay.
care.
We're going to reread the story. Mom's a real trooper tonight.
And now I know what AITA means.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ready?
We're ready.
Am I not going to sound demonic?
You sound normal now. Yeah.
Okay.
So slightly.
Am
demonic.
I the ass? So,
oh,
oh! Am I the asshole for sending my cousin the bill for my kid's birthday cake because her kid ruined it? We recently threw my 5-year-old a birthday party. He hasn't had a real birthday party since he was 2 years old due to COVID. So this was the first one he'd actually remember. We wanted to make it special, so we invited all our closest friends, family members, and their kids. One of my cousins, a single mom, has a very unruly 6-year-old. He is loud, disobedient, and a nightmare in public. When it came time to blow out the candles and cut the birthday cake, he came and stood directly next to my son. I anticipated what was going to happen next and asked my husband to stand behind this kid in case he tried to pull anything. After we sang, this kid kept trying to blow out the candles. My husband kept blocking him and pulling him back, and he could tell the kid was getting frustrated. Eventually, my son blew out the candles, and the kid absolutely lost it. He threw a tantrum and slammed his entire arm into the cake, knocking it into the table. It was so awkward, everybody gasped and got quiet. My son looked up at us, and I could tell he was about to start crying. In an effort to not cause a bigger scene, my husband picked him up and whispered to him that he had another special cake just for him. And in parentheses, we didn't. And he seemed to calm down.
Everyone.
Meanwhile, his cousin was still standing there screaming and crying, his arm covered in cake. His mom was nowhere to be seen. I walked him over to the sink, washed him off, and quietly told him that he shouldn't have done that to the cake and that he should apologize to his cousin for what he did. He screamed no in my face and then ran away. My husband ended up running out to buy a sheet cake that we cut and served to everyone. I spoke to my cousin after the party about what happened since she wasn't in the room, and she brushed it off, saying kids will be kids. I completely disagree. I've been to plenty of birthday parties where the other kids let the birthday boy and or girl have their moment. I suggested she pay for the ruined cake, and she looked at me like I was crazy. I told her how important it was to us that this birthday be special to my son, since it would be the first one he remembered, and now all he would remember was that his cousin ruined his special moment. She got extremely defensive and refused to pay for anything. She then accused me of acting like the perfect mom and began to list the ways in which I was, not perfect. It was hurtful. It was a hurtful conversation, and we haven't spoken since. I sent her the bill for the ruined cake, and she has not paid us. I actually feel she should pay for both cakes, since her kid is the reason we had to get a new one.
Someone in the alley is playing their music very loud.
But I didn't go that far. My husband thinks she'll never pay us and that I should drop the issue at this point. He says that since she's a single mom, it's probably hard on her and she should cut them both some slack. I understand that, but I feel like that's letting her and her son off the hook, and this will lead to even bigger problems in the future if we don't hold them accountable. Am I the asshole here?
What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely not. No, they're not the asshole. The mom and that kid are.
Well, I don't know if you can call a 6-year-old an asshole.
He's a brat, but you know why? Because his mom isn't. Because
his mom lets him be a brat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, 6-year-olds are going to be brats if you let them be brats.
No, I definitely think she should pay for that cake or make him earn an allowance.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's 6.
Yeah.
Do something so that he can pay for some of that cake.
Well, the mom expert has weighed in.
Yeah, that's the answer we needed. Normally, we don't get a mom perspective on this, so that's great. I don't think she's the asshole. I also think she's not ever going to get that money from this mom.
Yeah.
No, for sure. No. Like, judging on how this mom has raised her kid, there's no way that anyone's going to see that money.
I just think her attitude of kids will be kids is just...
That's like the boys wrong. Will be boys thing of like, then they just turn out to be just dicks and bullies and horrible to women.
And yeah, the kids got some issues. He's punching the cake.
Why is he punching a cake?
Yeah.
That cake was swearing at him. It was really rude, actually.
That cake said some racist stuff.
I bet
stuff.
You it was a really yeah. nice cake. They didn't talk about how, I mean, some of those cakes can get pretty dang expensive.
Yeah.
Like I nice do wish we had like info bucks. About why the poster is a bad mom. I feel like that's important context to have.
What do you mean?
Well, because the cousin was saying that she's a bad mom. I'm mostly joking. I just was saying that we should know why she's a bad mom, just to see if it's true or not.
Looking Somebody at the comments said, here. Some comment said, everyone sucks here. You suck for being so precious about a kid's birthday party. They're full of surprises, most of them sticky. There's no need to be this way about it. What?
No. No.
No. Like, someone else
your
was.
Your cousin.
There's like people criticizing the poster and saying that she was being really judgy about the single mom thing. And it's like, I don't see that in the text.
I didn't get
okay.
that energy from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
He says that since she's a single mom, probably hard on her. And she could, you know, I don't know. That shouldn't be a free pass.
Being a single mom doesn't mean you, like, you're going to raise an asshole.
Yeah. No.
That's just how it goes, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the energy of, like, kids need to have two parents, and they should be male and female, so they really understand how families are supposed to work.
I mean, you guys didn't punch no cakes.
Yeah, that's weird behavior.
Just terrible.
Becca would punch a cake right now if you let her.
I mean, it sounds like it'd be satisfying.
Yeah, that could be really fun.
Yeah.
I want to know what these poor parents, what kind of cake. I bet they may have had
probably
a really
nice
cake.
Yeah, if it's his first birthday that he's going to remember, because it was just COVID before, and now we finally get to have a party. They probably got him a really nice cake.
And then he winds up with a sheet cake. That sucks.
He got a sheet cake.
If anything, the mom should have made him apologize. I don't understand that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's at the bare minimum. Like, go say you're sorry for doing that. That's not okay.
Ruining the cake. Yeah.
I wonder what kind of cake it was. Just flavor, I mean. Because if it was a flavor I don't like, then I don't care. Context is important.
If it was red velvet, then yeah, he was right to have punched it.
Yeah, that cake was only going to hurt people.
All right, I'm done. Not the asshole. No. Nope.
Well, you heard it here first.
Nope.
After we read it for the second time, we really got some new perspective.
Yeah. The first time I was like, yeah, you're absolutely the asshole. Stop trying to have good things for your kid. Nerd.
Yeah. Buy your kid a sheet cake like everyone else.
Yeah. It can just say whatever. Blah, blah,
those
blah.
Costco sheet cakes are a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they like $17 for a big one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never gotten one. I don't have a Costco membership.
That was all the rage when
for
the graduation parties.
Oh my God, there were so many of them. You'd have to stand in line to go pick one up.
Because like, it'd be like, there were like 3 weekends between like May and June when everybody would have their graduation parties.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so then everybody would get a Costco sheet cake. Yep. And then all the like, seniors would spend the whole weekend just like going from party to party
to eat all the
filling
cake.
Up on snacks and cake and
mm-hmm. Did I tell you I don't know if I ever told you my mom wouldn't let me have a graduation party because she said graduating high school wasn't something to celebrate.
What?
Everyone else had a graduation party. I don't know if my brother didn't, and I don't think the girls did either. She did give me $2,000, so I bought my orange guitar and a computer, but just the idea that it wasn't something to celebrate still is shocking to me to this day.
That is shocking.
Especially because I'm not great at school. I worked really hard.
Yeah.
I'm just so lazy.
Grandma was so mad when you guys,
we didn't have
an eighth grade.
Yeah. So in Chicago, everyone has eighth grade graduations.
It's big.
I think it's big because it used to be like the Irish farming community and whatever. And so like graduating eighth grade was as far as some people got.
Maybe.
So everyone out there still has eighth grade graduation ceremonies, and we didn't have one, and our grandma
was
pissed.
She was mad.
I feel like there are schools that do ones for like kindergarten or like elementary to middle school
preschool
or something. Like I remember those kinds of things. I don't think I ever had one. I don't remember.
Yeah. That just feels silly.
It's a long
time
ago.
You finished preschool. It would be amazing if you did.
Some
didn't.
People do 2 years, okay?
Did you?
I think I might have done 2 years because I had, I don't know how it is other places, but in Michigan, if your birthday was after December 1st, they'd hold you back a year for some reason.
After December 1st? Because I'm after December 1st. I'm March.
No.
So in Chicago, you had to be 5 September 1 to get into kindergarten. That's why Josh is one of the older ones.
Yeah. They might be the same thing. I feel like it was December, but I don't remember. I went from being, so when I got skipped up a grade, I went from being one of the oldest kids in my class to the youngest kid in the upper class.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. But I'm just saying some of us can do preschool twice. It's fine.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I learned so much about blocks.
Flunked kindergarten.
Aunt Patty flunked kindergarten?
Aunt Patty flunked kindergarten.
Because she couldn't spell her name right. Because her name was Patricia.
Yeah.
Which is a hard one.
Well, I think your grandma, dad's mom and dad wanted to keep them together. So to have dad and her go.
Oh.
They're what, 11 months apart?
They're Irish twins. The story you always told us was that she couldn't spell her name. And to finish kindergarten, you had to be able to write your name. And her name was Patricia.
Wow, that's gatekeeping.
I think she's... Yeah. She flunked kindergarten.
That's brutal.
How do you flunk kindergarten?
I don't mean that
as like, how did she do that? I mean, literally, what is the criteria for getting through kindergarten? Yeah.
I mean, it would have probably been different in the 60s than it is now.
Yeah.
70s. Yeah. Early 70s.
Can you do the duck and cover?
I don't want to give away mom's age.
What?
Mary's like 2 years older than me, as far as I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I didn't think about it too hard, but you're right. That sounds correct.
Let me do these numbers in my head. Okay. So not the asshole. Wow. Great.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Should I read another one? I have no idea where we are time-wise.
Yeah, there's no way of knowing.
So I guess technically it's your turn. You go next.
Okay. I'm really interested in this one. Okay. Am I the asshole for refusing to sign anything while my eyes are blindfolded? Hmm. Okay. Ever since I got out of the hospital for chronic problems, it's nice and vague, my husband has been introducing me to some games every evening. One game used to be about doing things while my eyes are blindfolded, involving puzzles, Rubik's Cube, shaped objects, etc. We take turns to do it just for entertainment. Just a couple days ago, he's been trying to get me to sign papers while wearing a blindfold.
Oh.
I refuse to do it because he never lets me take a look at what I'm signing, neither before or after. He says that he was just trying to see if I could leave the same signature every time I sign, but I couldn't help feel uncomfortable. I told him I don't want to play this game until he shows me the papers first, and he said never mind then and stopped bringing it up. Last night he tried to convince me to give it a try, and he even volunteered to go first. I asked if he was going to show me what I was going to sign, and he made a face and said, no, it's the rules, and I should respect them. I refused and kept on about how I keep acting worried and suspicious for no reason. He said I clearly don't trust him, and he was hurt by finding out now after everything we've been through. We had an argument, and I told him to drop it and not bring it up again, period. He was so mad, despite saying it was no big deal. He was obviously upset with me and kept talking about how I don't trust him and that I was out of line to assume or suspect anything from him like this. I might be paranoid, but I couldn't help it. I do think I was
the
asshole to him after he stood by my side when my own family didn't visit. No.
It is really suspicious. The way he's like, no. This is the rules in our made-up game. I can't change those, you know? Got to talk to the guys upstairs on that one.
Those are just the rules.
Well, I'm just curious because it's like, ever since I got out of the hospital for chronic problems. What does the blindfold issue have to do with any of this stuff? And I just think that, you know, he didn't respect her wishes. And why is he getting so huffy about it? What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
So what is that?
What would he be trying to make her sign?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone says financial documents, loans, will, property, divorce papers. Mm-hmm. The list could be endless.
It could be anything. Yeah, any legal document that you might not want her to know that she's signing away.
Mm-hmm.
She's signed an agreement that says that one person can't eat all of the fully loaded nachos.
So it sounds like she got home from the hospital and maybe couldn't do a bunch of stuff or like go many places. Mm-hmm. So he started making up little games. But somebody said I'm but concerned that all of the games he introduced you to were just a way of conditioning you to believe that the signature is innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
I wondered about that. Like so doing things while my eyes were closed, like puzzles. Okay, why? Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah.
How would you
maybe
possibly do that?
Unless she got out of the hospital for like a brain injury and it was like, let's try to do stuff blindfolded.
What's the whole
signature
end goal
doesn't make
of that?
Sense.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't know she has a head injury and he's trying to help coach her.
I don't think so. Again. She's not the asshole.
She's smart enough to write this post.
Yeah, she is not the asshole. Definitely.
All the comments are like, get out of there.
Yeah.
He's going to murder you. He's going to be like, put on this blindfold and then try to catch this knife.
Yeah, somebody says if he was just testing you to see if you write the same every time, he could have had you write applesauce or something else in cursive, not your legally binding signature.
Good point. I like that. Yeah, true. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Take that back to him as a compromise. See what he says.
And, like, she was even reasonable of, like, just show me that it's a blank piece of paper first and I'll do it. But he's like, no. Why do I have to show you what you're signing?
Yeah.
Wish you trusted me.
Get wish you would just trust me.
Get you're being so there. Weird right now. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't like it.
She doesn't really have any other, she doesn't have any other posts and not really any other comment.
No.
She says, not his fault because I easily distrust everyone due to past traumas. It all just depends on the situation I'm in.
Well, he's definitely shifty. And
does anybody say that, no, that's okay? Did anybody comment that said,
let's see.
She also says, I'm afraid switching my hospital isn't doable right now, though I'm not sure what it has to do with the situation. I have a chronic medical condition. I've been in the in this hospital for years.
Doesn't specify the chronic condition. No, there are no votes saying that she's the asshole.
Not the asshole. You need to leave, like, now.
Yeah.
This is hugely suspicious.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he get these ideas from?
Somebody says there's no way this is real.
That is not a game I've ever heard of.
Yeah, let's play a fun little game where you sign some documents.
Here's the cool twist. You're going to be blindfolded and I'm not going to tell you what they are.
Yeah, it's just funsies, and then you get to find out in like 6 to 8 months what you signed and the fact that you have no more rights.
Luckily, you're smart enough not to fall for this, she says. Yeah.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Run away.
Run away. Somebody says, run away.
Run. Fuck that guy.
I mean, that's what got her into this mess.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a joke about sex.
Poor okay. lady. I'm all a right. worried about her. Where's she at?
Sometimes we read these and I'm like, I want to follow up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you always wish there's an update. This one's relatively new, though. This is 5 days ago.
Like that one last week, I told mom about how the girl was like, I was in my kitchen in my underwear and my mother-in-law just showed up. And then my husband yelled at me for being in the kitchen in my underwear.
That really
I can't imagine.
That really is her fault. People don't want to talk about it, but it is.
It's her fault. Why was she in her underwear?
Don't wear underwear.
That's so inappropriate.
All right. Well, let's do our break. And we'll track down one or two more to read when we get back. Cammie likes walks.
She does. It's been too cold this week.
It's been chilly here too, but I like it because I hate being warm. Like, I can actually wear a sweater indoors today, which normally I can't, so I'll take it.
Jess's apartment has south facing windows, so her apartment is always like 85 degrees inside.
Wow. It's true. It could be right now it's 75.6. It did get up to 79 today, and it was 52 outside, so it can be quite a large difference just because of the sun. There's no clouds today, rain.
Our offices get really hot towards the end of the day.
They do
because of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Wish the sun would go out. How long till we fix that?
Somebody needs to do something about that.
Yeah, Joe Biden, where are you at on this?
Put that sun out.
He's busy right now with Ukraine.
Wait, what's happening over there?
Yeah, what now?
What?
Hold on.
Where?
Who?
Tim Kaine?
For some reason today, on Twitter, there was a link for a live stream of Ukraine of Kiev as air raids were going off, like the sirens. And I clicked it, and the chat was like a Twitch stream chat. Like, it was just, like, people pressing F to pay respects, and people, there were like trolls that were like, I'm on Team Russia. And I was like, holy shit, the internet was a mistake.
Did you see the tweet I made the other day about how I was walking back from getting some yogurt and this guy was walking with a girl and he was saying, you know, I don't think Russia's in the right here, but they absolutely do have the right to invade. It's like, do they? That's a thing we're going to say they? Out loud? I don't think they do.
I
feel bad.
I knew someone in undergrad who's from Russia and all her family is from Russia. And she's just been posting a bunch of stuff lately that's been like, when you talk about this, talk about like, it's the Russian army and the Russian government. It's not Russia. Like, because all the Russian people are like protesting and are also against
this. I did see all
this.
Those protests, yeah.
So there's people that are just like,
oh, they are.
Please don't lump Russian people in with like what Putin is doing in Russia right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not cool. That's like when 9/11 happened and people were just like, ah, it's all people from the Middle East. Like,
sorry,
let's
when what happened?
When what happened now? Sorry, what?
7/11?
That's it.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So last weekend, Chris and I met our friend's new boyfriend and he went into the bathroom. And so I shared our questions list with
yes.
the girlfriend to see, like, do we want to ask anything? She's like, oh, I actually already know a bunch of these. And I'm like, which
nice.
Disaster was it? But she didn't really know. I was so disappointed.
Have you ever seen this? Our list of first date questions? Can you text
no.
it to me right now?
Yeah. Some of them are really inappropriate. Some of them are pretty
nice.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I just gotta. Oh, here it's already still pulled up. That's perfect.
Perfect.
Here you go.
Perfect.
Why?
It's been
am
a while
I,
since
why
we updated
am I
this.
To see this.
They're very.
This
funny,
were a list of questions that Jess and I came up with that you could ask someone on a first date to really get to know them.
Oh, for God's sakes! Like you would ask the first one.
Have you noticed how popular opioids are getting these days?
Oh, God.
Do you remember the last time your mother put you down and never picked you up again?
Oh, boy.
Do you, though? If you do, you're probably messed up.
How many beers did your dad drink a night?
Oh, God.
When did you realize that your parents didn't love each other?
You would ask somebody that?
I mean, the joke is... Of course, you would never ask them this, but it's funny to think about, like, you're just eating there, and you're like, I think I'll do the salad, and they're like, great, what an excellent choice, and then they go, and you're like, hey,
we thought this would be, like, a funny, like, SNL skit or something, of, like, people
record,
on a first date,
yeah.
And someone's like, what's your favorite shuttle disaster?
Oh, my God.
Columbia or Challenger, and now...
If you had to choose one childhood pet to kill, which one would it be?
If you had to, if you, you don't have to, but if you did.
You would have somebody then?
Come on.
Here you go, Mom.
What? No, I'm not even saying that.
What is that one? Which one was it?
I'm not repeating it.
What's the saddest you've ever been while masturbating?
That's so.
That's a fair question. We got to know where the limit is.
Oh, my word.
What's your favorite way to avoid the needy eyes of the homeless?
Oh, God.
That's a good one. I try to donate.
I have a homeless bag in my car all the time.
Here
you,
you go,
should
Mom.
Give it back.
What? No. It's got stuff in there that they can
it's
use.
Got, like, gloves and wipes and
hot chocolate.
Oh,
tampons. And
I don't know about tampons. What? How long after her death do you think it'll be before you forget your mother's face? There you go. There you go. That's one.
We can never forget your mother's face.
There
Here's
you
the
go.
Thing, though. Blips if the mom's already brain. Dead, that's a conversation starter. You still learned something new, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you agree that some children should be left behind?
That kid
that
he's smashing
cakes.
Oh, that
would cause some interesting perspective, I think.
How much more successful are your siblings than you?
What smell reminds you of your first heartbreak?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about the fact that our children won't have a healthy planet to live on?
That would be you.
That's too
true.
Real.
Asking.
Yeah.
That's true.
I like that it implies this is a first date, but it implies we're going to have kids, though, just to be clear.
Yeah, because it says
all these
our
questions.
Children.
Yeah.
Our children.
Specifically ours.
If you had to lose one limb,
then it's just dot 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 question mark. Yeah.
You got to ask it with the right intonation. But like, if you had to lose one limb,
How old were you when you realized you weren't the favorite child? But they're an only child.
It's just like... Ooh, that's awkward then.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
So these are the questions she declined to ask him, but did know the answers to some of them, according to her.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I think it's important. You've got to do this to build a relationship. All right, I guess it's my turn to read a post.
Yeah.
All that's going in. We've been back, so.
Yep.
I know you like to ask if we're back, but.
Well, I kind of figured it out.
You're so smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read
Mom
the
tells
one
me
I
that
just.
Every day.
That's good that someone does.
Yeah. Ooh.
The only. I'm reading, Am I the Asshole for Making My Stepson Walk on His Engagement Night?
What?
I sent you one.
I got it.
It just, the title was interesting. It was more interesting than the other one. Okay. The title sounds bad, but hear me out. My stepson, Rowan, 23, just got engaged to his fiance. She comes from a highly conservative family, and they both won't live together until after marriage.
Bold.
They're both on great terms, and I have to say her parents are a bit much. So the engagement party was held at a restaurant. I drove my wife, Rowan, and his best friend, Jack, there because Rowan's car needed some work. Things went quite well, party ended, and everyone went home. On the way back, I had to stop by the store so my... could grab something for our 6-year-old. I assume husband. I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but I had to grab something.
Yeah.
So on the way home for our 6-year-old son, Rowan, Jack, and I waited in the car. Rowan and Jack kept laughing then when this young lady walked towards us because her car was parked next to mine in the parking lot. Rowan kept trying to speak to her while she was trying to load stuff in her car. He and Jack kept throwing words at her and she seemed annoyed. Jack then said, hey, he just wants to look at that ass. Then Rowan said, let me see it jiggle, baby. I was appalled. I told them both to knock it off, but then Rowan sarcastically replied, relax, I was just giving her a compliment. Bet she doesn't get many of those often. The lady got in her car, and I started arguing with him about his behavior and slammed him for acting like this on his own engagement night. He argued back, saying something about my car, and I lost it. I told him to get out immediately. Jack got involved, so I kicked him out, too. My wife got back, and I started engaging in the argument, saying, I can't let her son walk home from his engagement party. I replied that her son can't be harassing other women on the way back from his engagement party, but she kept defending him. I told her to either stay or get in the car. She did, and I drove off. Rowan didn't come home, and my wife gave me hell for it. We later found out that he was staying at one of his guy friend's place. From what I understand, he's pissed at me and refusing to see me. My wife said it was all my fault. I escalated the situation over some stupid shit boys his age do all the time. What? I told her he can't do this while in my car, but she took it as in I was holding it over his head. She said I should have never made him walk the night of his engagement and demanded I apologize to him. Was I the asshole?
No.
He's absolutely an asshole. The
and
child.
Shame on his mother for being like, guys, his
That's
age,
just how it
just
is.
Do that.
Babe, you could do that to me. It's cool.
You can sexually harass me whenever you want.
Yeah, that's horrible. Like, it's not funny in any way.
No, it's just being gross.
It's
so
just...
wait, are you saying he is the asshole or he's not
the
asshole?
No, the dad is not the asshole.
No,
yeah.
This
exactly.
is the stepdad.
Yeah.
Shame on the wife for being
yeah,
like,
why
how
she,
dare you?
She's sticking up for his son to say that shit?
Yeah.
I wish someone's child would say that to me, in fact.
Yeah. She should just take a compliment.
Not
yeah.
the asshole.
She will learn how to smile about something.
Oh my gosh. Somebody says not the asshole, and I would be reconsidering my place in that family if I were you. And the poster said, yeah, I'm used to being the one taking the blame for pretty much everything.
Weird.
Woo!
Yeah, there's not any more comments or any other posts by this person because I wanted to know a little bit more about their life. But seems bad if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
If I'm not being honest,
it.
It's fine. But
yeah.
What a weird thing. And like, why on the way back from your engagement? And what was this other person doing? Like, I don't even understand why they thought to engage with her at all.
Yeah, and I'm worried about his future wife because they haven't lived together. So she's probably never seen him do this kind of shit. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to be married and living together and then, like, going to the grocery store together. And he's going to be like, ah, look at that hottie. Show me that ass.
Look at the she's ass like, on what? That. And she's like, I'm what? Sorry. Could you go on? Mm. Maybe she'll be like, oh, boys are going to be boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know how it is.
Yep. Mm. Hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, he's marrying, like, a very conservative girl.
I wonder how old she is.
Yeah, he's 23.
That's what I was thinking. I know you don't like that.
She's slightly younger.
16, 17, maybe?
Wow. It feels very bold, especially nowadays, to not live together before you get married. Mm-hmm. Because what if you're not good roommates?
I know you and David are dealing with that.
We're great roommates.
He takes all the headphones when he leaves.
Yeah, that's the only conflict.
You should start adding headphones to the drawer when he's gone so that when he comes back, he's like, that's weird. I don't remember these being here. And then by the time he's done 3 or 4 trips, there's like 24 pairs of headphones in there.
That'd be a really expensive prank.
No, you just get the earbuds on like the airplane. They're like $5.
You and Dad didn't live together before you got married, did you?
Nope, not back in the day.
Nobody did back then.
Well, you could get a house for like $50 back then, so you just have your own.
Not quite 50, but
you both lived with your parents and your parents and his parents lived like 3 blocks away.
Yeah.
And then you both bought a house together a couple blocks from there.
Yes.
And then you got married and moved in like after getting married to the house.
You should have lived with his parents and he should have lived with yours.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, that would
that's
been
the
bad.
Real God. Test.
Oh, well, then we probably wouldn't have been married.
And then I wouldn't have to be friends with Becca. That sounds great.
She wouldn't have been here.
I wouldn't exist. Were you guys good roommates?
It was a big, hard learning curve for the first year, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Some differences?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I knew I was in trouble back in the day. I forgot what it was called. Home interiors. It was like all the, you know, cute stuff. So I had a picture
like
of...
Like home goods.
Yeah, I mean, it coordinated stuff. It's like, okay, there was a picture of a lady with a bonnet, and then you have a little shelf next to it, and you put the figurine of the lady with the bonnet on it, so it all, like, coordinates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He put Crown Royal bottles on the shelf next to the lady's picture. And
well, it goes perfectly.
It's royalty. Like that. Just, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was the cleanliness about the same? I feel like because he was in the army, he's always been very clean.
He wasn't bad about that, but I didn't realize I married one big debt.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah. I got something, a call from a creditor on his Oldsmobile Calais that he was 2 months behind. And the guy's like, you don't want to get any further behind. So I just...
That was after you were married.
That was after we were married, yeah. I realized
they would have broken your legs.
Big freaking
they would have broken your legs.
Yeah.
His entire, when we just got married, he was a mechanic, so his entire stinking check went to the Snap-on tool man.
Yeah, which he still has tools.
Yeah.
That's how my dad is. He has all those tools, and we've got to figure out, like, which ones does he own, which ones, like, was he leasing or whatever. It's going to be a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Dad has a lot of tools, and he always brings up how when he dies, it'll be worth a lot of money. I'm like, thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, he would bring it up when we were kids, and we would, like, if we would accidentally leave the house and leave the garage door open, he'd be pissed.
Well, there was a lot there.
Yeah, but, like, who's gonna, in broad daylight, walk up to a suburban home and take stuff and drive off?
That's how we used to think, and then my brother started stealing our things.
Yeah, well, that you never expect family member to steal stuff.
Yeah.
Got him.
He doesn't listen to podcast.
That's not in your threat model, is brother stealing things from
you. That is the conversation I used to have with admins. They'd be like, well, what if one of our people goes rogue? And it's like, then you have bigger problems than if they can use a SMS or not. You figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to deal with that with, now we're talking about work stuff, with Trust Monitor, of detecting, like, bad internal actors. Like, if you have a pissed off employee who suddenly starts doing, like, weird stuff, that's a harder problem to solve.
Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
We can talk about that instead of your shit brother.
That's fine. He's definitely a threat. We should monitor because there's no trust.
Yeah, there we go. Zero trust.
Yeah. Not even your own family. You want to read the last one? Or should Mary read the last one?
Let's see. Do you want to read this one, Mom? David picked this one just for you.
Why?
No, I'm kidding. He picked it up with all the other ones.
Am I the asshole for telling my son I was disappointed? Oh, jeez. I was disappointed after he and his wife lied about my grandson's birth date. My son, 23, and his wife just had a baby boy. Everyone is overjoyed and excited, but there have some issues that has risen recently.
People are bad at typing.
When my
daughter-in-law.
Oh, gosh. All these
acronyms.
All these acronyms. When my daughter-in-law was pregnant, I suggested that I host a welcoming party for my grandson right after she get discharged from the hospital.
That's weird.
I've made arrangements and even emptied a room for them to stay, but for some reason she was against it and said she'd rather spend the first few weeks at home with her newborn.
That's
not
weird.
Not only that.
Wow, weird. Who would want to do that?
Not only that, but she said no to the welcoming party.
What's a welcoming party?
I don't know.
It's not a baby shower. It's after the baby is born.
Shake everybody's
Will you let
hand.
Me finish this?
Okay.
My husband and I talked to my son, and he said, we'll see. But just a couple of days ago, we found out that my daughter-in-law had given birth 2 weeks ago and no one knew about it. My nephew told me, and I immediately called my son. He confirmed it. He and his wife lied, then hid the date of birth from the family. I told him this was not acceptable, lying just because they didn't want a welcoming party and love and support being given from family. I told him I was disappointed because, for one, he ruined our welcoming for our grandbaby, and also I invited family members, and they're all rightfully disappointed as well. He said it was his last resort after I kept pushing and made his wife uncomfortable, but that was not appreciated because we were just trying to celebrate the new family member in a proper manner.
What?
We had an argument, and he ended the call upon saying I ruined his joy for his newborn. My husband started texting him since he stopped replying to our phone calls and now is threatening to block my nephew for tattling, but I think that my nephew was decent enough to inform the family. Otherwise, God knows how long my son and his wife were going to hide their son just to keep us at arm's length. We've always been kind and welcoming to my daughter-in-law and her family. I don't know why she would do this and disrespect the family like that. On the other hand, some family members see it as a justified action because we insisted on the party. P.S. Some folks, I'd appreciate it if you leave my nephew, male 24, out of this conflict because he's not part of it.
What do you? This is a weird one.
So this is, did he really pick this because of me?
No. This was just in the batch of ones that he picked.
Okay, so there's a couple things here. So one, the son should have never lied about the baby's date of birth, right?
Sure.
You know, you're going to find out eventually, right?
Sure.
Maybe.
That's not right.
But what's a welcoming party?
And so why are you so weird? Insistent on it?
And, like, you need to come live here with us and so that all of your extended family can meet your newborn baby? Like, I feel like most people, after they have a newborn, are like, no, we're going to hang out at home for a couple
figure
weeks.
Out how to adjust to this new thing.
Also, newborns can't be around a ton of other people at first, right? You wait a couple weeks. Right?
I remember when your grandmother wanted to come out to Pennsylvania, and I told her no.
Kata.
She wanted to be there when Josh was born, and I said no. I wanted a couple weeks. So I can totally relate to the daughter-in-law. I don't think it was right, though, of the son to lie about the baby's birthday, because that leaves a bitter pill in the mom's mouth.
Yeah.
My guess is that the mom has pushed on other stuff.
Yeah, I think we're not getting the full story. Mm-hmm. So it seems like this was probably the straw that broke the camel's back. And, like, the daughter-in-law was like super pregnant and then gave birth and was like, please don't tell your mother crazy. And yeah, I just want to be alone for a couple weeks.
Yeah, she's a little pushy.
Because he said it was the last resort. And I'm like, then to me, that says they told you a bunch of times
other things have happened.
And you kept saying we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the attitude of like, she said she'd rather spend the first few weeks at home. We didn't understand that. Like, for some reason. It's like, what do you mean for some? She just gave birth. She wants to be by herself. Mm-hmm. This idea of like, no, you have to come stay with us at our house so that the extended family can meet the baby. I've made arrangements and
even emptied a room.
For them to stay in.
Mm-hmm.
That's awkward. You
no one wants to be at someone else's house right after they gave birth.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
That's so weird.
And not only that, but, well, I could say some thoughts of the mother-in-law, but I won't.
Here's a comment from the poster. The party was actually requested and agreed upon by most of the family. And was dedicated to the newborn, not the parents.
But it's not about the aunts and uncles and extended cousins. Right? It's about the parents. And if they don't want it, then they don't want it. And that's it. It's about the baby.
Like, did you see Dad with the whole Lynch family?
Yeah. Like, we emptied the guest room for you. So you're actually going to give birth at this hospital in our hometown. And then you're going to stay with us for 3 weeks so that your aunts and uncles can meet the baby. Like, that's,
and we get to name the baby. So weird. And when you go home, the baby stays with us for 13 years. Just a little.
There you go.
Just, it's a welcoming party.
It's so weird, this attitude of like, well, this is what your aunts and uncles want, so that's what we're going to do. It's like,
weird. It's not their baby. Care.
Yeah.
That's how I would be too. I'm like, oh, I don't care. That was like, you know, my mom was like, you can't play Tetris at the funeral. I was like, I'm going to do whatever I want. It's my dad. You know, I'm not going to go to your stupid party. It's my baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Jess got in trouble because she I didn't
get
to
in trouble.
She wanted to bring her Nintendo to her dad's funeral.
First of all, it's a Nintendo Switch. It's a very good handheld. I wanted to because I knew that it was going to be a hard day. And it's like, if I need a break, Tetris is like good for my brain. It relaxes me.
Sure.
And so I was like, I would just go upstairs. These little rooms where you can go. Yeah.
That's, yeah, I wasn't going to play next to the casket.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Could you imagine if I was like, Dad, check this out. Oh, right.
Yeah. Wakes are so weird, aren't they?
The visitations.
They're just weird.
Yeah, I mean, funerals are for the living. They're not. They're like a weird ceremony.
Was it a one-day wake?
We did the viewing the night before and then the funeral at the church on the next morning.
Years ago, and I don't know if it's still happening, but years ago, it was always two nights.
I remember when I was younger, we did some two-night viewings.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Because I think we left my grandpa there overnight or something, and then we came back, and he just tucked in there. He looked comfortable, at least. But, you know. I don't know why we did two days.
I remember being so bored at, was it Grandma Lynch's dad's mom's funeral? Because I never knew her. I didn't know anything about her. And then we just had, like this separate room. I was like 3 or 4 and we had like a separate room for the little kids. And I remember just being so bored and me and Aaron like running around the funeral home, like hiding and stuff. And
that's what my brother's kids did.
Yeah. Just being like, this is boring. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to hide in the closets and look through people's coats and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I really do believe that the mom has probably pushed on 100 different things and this is just the last one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not getting the full story here. This is weird.
I think everybody basically said she was the asshole, right?
Yeah. Does she have any comments? Did she reply to anybody?
She replied to a couple. She's saying, well, it's the fact that they lied and hid it. It's not the birth. It's that they lied.
Somebody says, do you remember giving birth to your son? Would you have wanted a party after you were discharged from the hospital? She said, absolutely. I stayed with my in-laws since I lived with them around the time I got pregnant. Mm. Also, I have a younger son, and I got a party for them both. It's like, okay, well, that's what you wanted.
But the party's not for you. It's for the child.
Yeah.
By your own words.
Yeah. And it's not even like a baby shower where it's before you give birth. It's just after.
All weird.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's all weird.
See, they have some more comments. We weren't asking for too much. This was planned before by my daughter.
I would never want to stay. I can't imagine that. I can't. The poor girl.
She says, I think this was all planned by my daughter-in-law because she doesn't like spending time with us, and my son played along. Like, well, what have you done all these years that makes her hate you?
Yeah, like she's doing this for a reason. And the son, at least in a twist from our normal posts here, is supporting his wife and not his mom. So that's great to see.
The comment where they say this party was requested by the extended family has negative 5,470 votes.
We call that a ratio.
A welcoming party.
Yeah, let's look that up and see what it says.
Maybe it's a different culture. Maybe this isn't in the U.S.
A welcome party is similar to a baby shower, but with an interesting twist. The party takes place after the baby arrives instead of before. There are like tips for planning a welcome baby party.
I've never heard of that
before.
I've never heard of it either.
Welcoming party baby.
It says 13 sweet sip and see party ideas to welcome baby.
It's so weird. I googled welcoming party baby and I got
must be a new the result thing, maybe.
Says, the result pulled up Google Maps and says Target.
Go to Target.
Must be a new thing.
There's an article from Newsweek from 7 hours ago about this post. It says grandparent slammed for wanting to throw welcoming party for grandchild.
Isn't it kind of like a baby shower?
Yeah, but I don't see anyone from like my generation wanting this.
No,
why? Like the opposite. Even like people are stopping having like bridal showers, baby showers. It's just like, why do we need all this junk? You know? So a welcoming party doesn't make any sense, especially now with COVID. Like, you wouldn't want a ton of strangers around your newborn right away. That's crazy.
2 weeks. You gotta wait 2 weeks and then you can have strangers.
Oh my goodness.
Must be a thing. They've got home decor and everything.
Yeah, there's all sorts of resources. I've never heard of this shit.
I'm seeing some stuff for like, I've seen before where like people that aren't the parents but are like friends of the parents will like decorate the home and like clean the home and stuff.
Yeah, so before they get back, the it's nice. That's it's organized.
Then it's nice you and probably, there's like,
yeah,
and there's like flowers left without knowing. And yeah, it's like clean, your laundry's done, like that kind of stuff, like welcome home type thing. But it's not like you come from the hospital and it's like your great aunt and all your cousins are here, like welcome home.
Please make us food. We forgot to bring it.
Please make us some sandwiches. We're so hungry.
It's like Jim and Pam when they had the christening or whatever for the baby. And they were like, there's no food here. The hell is this?
Well, because it was like at the church. This is an episode of The Office. Jim and Pam have their baby's christening. And then at the end of the mass, the priest just like announces that Jim and Pam will be hosting a reception in like the church cafeteria. Oh, and they're like,
they don't have anything.
No, we're not. So they have to, like, they were going to, but it was going to be just for their family, and the priest announced it to the whole church. So then they had to, like, they had like one tray of scones, and some random stranger from the church just like comes up to Jim and is like, you're out of food. And he's like, yep, we didn't eat any either, if that makes you feel any better.
Welcome, baby. All right. Well, I think that's the episode.
Yeah. Oh, Mom's Gonna Be Grandma Part 2. We hadn't announced that on the podcast yet.
Not another one.
Not by me. Don't worry.
I would absolutely worry. I don't want to be the one that is enough.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, that's exciting. Double grandma.
Grandma part two. Two grandma, too furious.
You should have a welcome party.
Yes. Yeah. Just tell them that you're having it.
Sure.
Don't ask. Just tell them.
I didn't
Hannah's
get to for the first one.
Blow out of her head.
Yeah.
That's why it would be funny.
Yeah.
Pretend like you want to do and like start sending her all this stuff just to stress her out. That's
have
good
a
when you're pregnant.
Baby party. Yeah.
We're going to do this just for you.
You're going to have a welcome baby in Michigan, not Colorado.
And you're going to stay with us.
We have plenty of room.
For 3 weeks with a newborn.
Yep.
We get to name it.
I think that's fair. These are all reasonable things. The whole family wants this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the family wants it, so.
We'll have all the Lynches come up.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have had your own babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's smart. Well, so our plan is to take a couple weeks off and start recording the Star Trek podcast.
Yep. So this is the last Unholy Pod for a little bit.
Yeah, and then we'll come back with season two. We're going to recast the part of Becca, get somebody funnier.
Yep.
New theme song. It's going to be costumes. You're not going to be able to see them because of the podcast, but we'll wear costumes.
We're going to wear costumes.
It's going to be really good. Yeah. Yep. Every episode, we're going to do a different accent, but they're all still just American accents from different areas.
Mm-hmm. It's just like slight dialect changes.
Yeah, it's going to be unbearable. No one's going to like it. Then season three, we do 69 more episodes. Season three, we come back just like nothing changed, back to the first season. People like that one better.
What possessed the Star Trek thing?
Well, Jess loves Star Trek.
I do.
I have never watched Star Trek. And then like a couple months ago, I watched one episode.
With the original?
With David's parents. I don't know.
You watched Next Generation. She's seen the movies. We made her watch the movies because we watched them.
Yeah, I don't remember any of them.
I know you don't.
You got to watch the ones with William Shatner. That's the originals.
So we never watched it growing up, though. We watched Star Trek growing up. Or Star Wars. We never watched Star Trek. But so...
Well, you got to start from the scratch.
Jess is going to handpick episodes for me to watch, and then I'm going to have to review them, knowing nothing about Star Trek. Because a couple months ago, I was like, David made me watch an episode of Star Trek because his dad was here and his dad loved Star Trek. So we watched one night. And
then Jess I was in Denver, and we were driving. And I think we started talking about Star Trek, and you were like, oh, the Borg, they're Star Trek, right? And I'm like, okay, what did
they do? Yeah, no, you were like, which episode? You were like, which episode did you watch? And I was like, the ones with the Borg.
I think you said Borgs, though, is why it was funny.
Yeah, one with the Borgs, and you were like, what did they do? And I said, Borg stuff. And then Jess was like,
Borg stuff?
People will love this. We need to make a whole podcast about
I know nothing about four Star Trek. People awesome. At least who will love this.
We're going to call it A Star is Trek.
Yeah.
After A Star is Born, the film.
Let me see.
We're going to keep that title as long as we can until someone sues us.
And then it'll become something different. There's no results for A Star is Trek. So that'll be our Twitter handle. When you're all ready to come listen to that podcast, that's where it's going to be.
I reached out to Bev Wine, the people that make the canned wines, and asked if they would sponsor our Star Trek podcast.
Why?
Because then we would get money. They politely said no, but the girl who replied said she wanted a link to the podcast for when we made it because she would listen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But she was like, we will not sponsor you. But I think we should just do fake ads.
I think that would be funny too.
Yeah.
Some scripted stuff.
We do like ads for like bad stuff, like gas station subways.
Specifically. First of all, they're not all bad, okay? They're not great.
We ate at a gas station subway when we were driving up north.
That's true, and it was fine.
That was the only option. Yeah.
I was excited. I love Subway.
Yeah.
So I think we'll probably, in total, we'll probably be back in April with our first episode of the Star Trek one.
Yep.
Give us some time to produce it. And then we'll do that. I think we settled on 6 episodes of that, and then we'll come back for season 2 of this.
Yep. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
We went out with a bang. With Mary here and with the audio issues sounding like drunk Kermit the Frog.
I'm excited to hear what that sounds like when I go to edit and figure out if it can be salvaged or if it's just going to be the two of you sounding so ridiculous.
Well, if it sounds ridiculous, just only put a snippet of it in
there.
No,
the whole thing's going in there.
No,
they're going to hear it.
No.
Yep.
No.
All right. See you in a month with A Star is Trek.
A Star is Trek.
See ya.
Bye.